Help us win this battle.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some of you might be listening to me on the road to somewhere else. Memorial Day is one of those heavily traveled times across this great nation, in the east and the west and the southwest. I mean, just about everywhere people are motoring somewhere. A lot of people would have gone to the Gulf Coast. Some of those plans changed. Some didn't. Even a few of the callers called us to tell us they were continuing on to Mississippi and to Alabama. And thanks. I've gotten a lot of the email updates from what you're seeing so far because the concern over the oil spill, of course. I wish all of you a happy and safe Memorial Day. This is going to be a great show. Coming up on the show, my pal Robert Liparillo has a new book out. Boy, this guy's, it's already number one bestseller from Barnes & Noble, just in the pre-orders for his latest series about the King family. If any of you are familiar with that, I think a lot of you have told me that you've been reading it or your grandkids have been reading it, but it's cool what he does in his books. It's part of that whole Dream House Kings series that he's been working on. So this is the sixth and the final book. It's called Frenzy. So we'll pick his brain about Frenzy. And he's just a really fun, interesting man. And that's coming up around the bend. But before we do that, like I said, it's the oil spill that so many of us are still concerned about. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, you can see a picture of what it really looks like now. There's still big, big plumes, and BP at one point had to stop. Last night, just after midnight, they stopped the procedure, the top kill procedure, and waited for about 16 hours before they started it back up again. It wasn't because something got stuck or there was something wrong. They were just measuring what was going on with the mud to make sure the flow was happening and that things were working well. When I say they, meaning the engineers who are in charge of this critical, critical op. So the company might not know even until the weekend at this point whether they've been able to halt this flow of the biggest oil spill in U.S. history and whether or not it's succeeded, and then they can then pump the cement in and completely cap this sucker off. And when I say it is the biggest, it is without a doubt the biggest oil spill in our history. We don't need Guinness Book of World Records to confirm that, because when the initial thought was, and the crazy guesstimate that the company was pumping out there was 5,000 barrels of oil a day, they were way off the mark. Turns out already we're looking at 19 million gallons that's been spewed out into the waters. It's interesting. Some of it must be pooling up. And then because of the currents and what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, the thought that it might swing all the way around to Miami and go across the from the east to the other side of Florida hasn't happened at this point, and I think that actually is great news. Let's see ultimately where it all ends up, because there's no definites on this. There's no for sures. There aren't a lot of guarantees. In fact, even with Top Kill, if you remember, BP said there's only a 60% chance that this will be successful. So I'm sure you have lots of opinions about that. BP now responsible, at least in part, for the biggest oil spill ever in our country's history. Here's a good question. You think we're going to see offshore drilling again anytime soon, like within the next 5 years, or will that moratorium stay capped? I think it's crazy to say this, and I'm going to get pummeled, and I don't care, and send the emails to americatonight.net. At this point, we cannot cut that off. We cannot cut off doing that, because there is not enough oil to go around, and we can't continue to be so dependent on foreign oil. Unless all of us better get in good bicycling shape and work close to the home or have virtual offices, because we're all going to be stuck. All right, down at the site, Admiral Thad Allen, he's the guy in charge from the Coast Guard's perspective. He talked about what was going on with the Top Kill at this moment during the day, and then moving forward, what was happening.
If you watch the videos, you know there's mud going down and there's mud going up. Right. You know, they've been able to push the hydrocarbons down,
right.
But there's still mud coming out of the riser leak, which would indicate it's not all going down.
Right.
And I believe there's another vessel headed that way with more mud. That's the reason I said it's a work in progress.
All right, so besides broken pipes, to steal a line from Tom in Texas, who else is responsible? I mean, you Transocean, Halliburton, sure, you could throw out the subcontractors' names. But everybody wants to pin this on the White House. How much do you think the administration blew it with the oil spill? Or did they not blow it at all? It's just the perception that they did. President Obama held his first news conference in, I guess, 10 plus months. And that, of course, was one of the heavy topics, the criticism that's been leveled at him for not doing more in response, especially initially, to the spill at the Gulf of Mexico with Deepwater Horizon. And here was his response.
If the question is, are we, each time there is an idea, evaluating it and making a decision, is this the best option that we have right now, based on how quickly we can stop this leak and how much damage can we mitigate, then the answer is yes.
Okay. So, and there were further questions and comments from the press about the shakedown over the oil spill, and he said that they have been completely focused the entire time. The intent was to get this thing cleaned up and just focus on that, and that's exactly what's been done. However, more dominoes fall. We saw that the second person in charge at the Interior Department, they went away. You know, they put in their resignation. And yet somebody else is leaving office, somebody who would have been in a roundabout way in charge of what was happening with the oil spill. So I guess the good news is at least the people who screw up are getting the pink slips. Sad story right here from the top, and it has to do with a train in India. A blast killed about 25 people, and I say blast because we don't know too much about it. It was an explosion, and it hit a passenger train, and what happened was it looked like it was rebels that did it. They flung it onto the path of a cargo train, and it's a stronghold basically for Maoist rebels in that area. So here we go again with other things bubbling up around the world. And speaking of bubbling up, this is a follow-up right here at the top, but I could almost throw this into We Can Count, but it'd be too darn depressing. In Jamaica, man, you know, there's 73 people now dead in the hunt for this drug lord, Christopher Koch. And it's not even known if he's actually in the country or not. It's just presumed to be that he's there. We're talking about the slum of all slums in Kingston, famous for drugs. And this has been 4 full days of fighting. The U.S. wanted Christopher Koch extradited, but he's nowhere to be found. Nowhere at all so far. The U.S. Justice Department says, look, we need him. We want him. He is one of the world's most dangerous drug kingpins. But how many bodies are going to fall in this search for Koch? That sounds funny. But seriously, they say they can't disclose now specific coordinates of where they're looking, but there is no guarantee that he's even there, because he certainly has had time to escape if he wanted to escape. You've got masked men all over the place in these slums shooting at each other. And the worst bloodshed is in where his base was, where there's about, I guess, 40, 50 journalists from all over the world there, too, who have escorts, and they're being protected by soldiers because of how dangerous it is to anybody who steps foot in there. All right, coming up next, Robert Liparullo talking about his latest installment of the King family. Hang with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
America Tonight, during sports shorts, we're going to talk a little bit about the Flyers and the Blackhawks, because that's the Stanley Cup showdown. Already my cousin in Chi-Town trying to bet me a deep dish pizza for a Philly cheesesteak. Give me a break. And then asking me how many games I think it will be. So I'm like, whoa. Do we have to have the games and the team, or which way is it? So it'll be fun. We'll talk about that in a few. Plus, We Can Count, one of my favorite segments that we do. In fact, our next guest could have been plugged on We Can Count, because would you believe this? Robert Liparullo, who's in our virtual green room, over 250,000, that's 1,000 units, they call them, of Dreamhouse King books have been sold in advance of his new book called Frenzy. So that means it's number one on the BarnesandNoble.com list. That is so cool, because we're talking pre-orders here. He's such a big star, an author. I am so surprised that he's still willing to join us here on Little Old America Tonight. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how are you doing?
Did you like that introduction? You're the man now.
I feel like a rock star.
You are a rock star with this Dreamhouse King's books have been just incredible. Kids and teenagers, I guess, especially really, really like it. This is what now your sixth and final one of this series, right?
Right. Frenzy is. Yeah, it's been going on for about 2 years, and over the last year or so, it's just really been gaining some steam.
Well, that's because it's word of mouth, and you know how that is with readers. Somebody talks about it, they like the book, it gets passed on, and then more people try to find it. So that's high praise for you. How did you, I think we talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning for people who are tuning in for the first time and they haven't heard you with me before. How'd you dream up this whole series? What was the catalyst for it?
Literally. really. It was a dream I had when I was 12 years old. And I write adult thrillers, and for some reason, middle schools and high schools started reading my adult thrillers, particularly Germ. And I started talking to them, and I realized how enjoyable it is talking to that age group because they love story. And so I decided to write for that age group in young adult, and immediately thought of this dream I had when I was 12, and that's what the Dreamhouse Kings is.
Yeah, oh yeah, and let's tell everybody what basically takes place in the overall series. We don't want to give a lot away about Frenzy, but it's time. It's, you know, we're talking about time travel, and it's known for all kinds of different things. Kind of a lot of suspense, almost like your adult stuff in a different way, but a lot of suspense and different time periods, and that's what you were trying to do, right?
Right. What happens is a family moves into kind of an old house, and they find out that on the third floor are doors that lead into other times in history, usually pretty volatile times, like a Civil War battle or a World War II battle or something like that. But not only can the family go through these doors into time, but people from time can go into the house. And at the end of the first book, somebody does come through time and kidnaps Mom back into history.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that. And like I said, we don't want to give everything away, because then, see, this is what you can do. You can package these babies up and they can be sold all the way across, which they already are, but you could take the sixth one and then somebody goes out and they go and buy it as the whole package set. Kind of like the True Blood series, you know, which is a little bit different.
Well, it sounds like a marketing gimmick that it's six books in a series and they're all cliffhangers and you have to read them in order. But I just knew when I talked to my publisher the first time about them, I said, this is a big story. It has to be multiple books. And for me, it was totally from a story aspect. And it just happens that if you pick up one of the books, probably you're going to want to go through the whole series in it's six books. But I've been fighting to keep the prices as low as possible.
That's nice that you're doing that. It's a great question to ask you, since this was a childhood dream, but it's like you say, that you go back at different times with these through these doors, and a lot of times it's volatile. If you could go back into history, where would you go back to?
Oh, you know, I've thought of that. I would either go back into biblical times, almost any of the biblical times sounds pretty exciting to me.
Right.
Or, you know, I would love, I mean, because then I start thinking about who would I like to talk to in history, and I would love to go talk to Winston Churchill, because I thought he was just a brilliant politician, person, orator. I mean, just a brilliant guy. And I'd love to go back in his time and just chat for a while.
Exactly. So there's as far as putting them together, like you telling your publisher, listen, it's going to have to be multiple books because it's such a big story. So you knew. I mean, did you know in your head you had the sort of the beginning and the middle and the end, or did you kind of change it up as you started to pour out of you and started to write these books?
Well, you know, I knew most of it. I had kind of a skeletal outline, and I try not to outline heavily on any of my books because I want my characters to tell me how to get to each spot that I need to go. So really I let my, I sort of knew, and then I let my characters come in. And then one really strange thing happened in book two. A bad guy, not part of the historic worlds, except for in one aspect, but he came into play, and it turns out that he's an ancient Assyrian assassin who came into the house 30 years before and wants the family gone. And so he's doing all this stuff to keep them, to get them out of the house, but they can't leave the house because one of them, you know, Mom's been kidnapped into history and they can't leave. And that was something that I had no clue was going to happen. So that really jumbled things up for me.
Yeah. And there's something about time travel that's why the kids obviously have really hooked onto this. I mean, they're well-written books, but they've really hooked onto the idea. They're fascinated by the whole history. But I think it's kids and adults are the same way. I think a lot of us, don't you, are drawn to the whole idea of going back in time.
Yeah, and one aspect that I really like about the story is that it turns out, though we don't realize this at first, they're supposed to be there. They're destined to be in this house, and they're supposed to change history. They're supposed to find what went wrong in all of these places where they go back and try to fix it. And they have to be brave to stay there and go there in the first place. And then they have to be smart to fix the problem that kind of slipped through time. And I think there's an element of wish fulfillment in that kids and adults, I do, enjoy that.
Yeah, absolutely. So how many now of your books are being optioned for movies?
Right now, all of them, except for, and really, the Dream House counts as one because it's one big series.
Sure.
But all of them except for Deadlock, and the reason Deadlock hasn't, as far as I'm aware, is that it's a sequel to Deadfall. And so the people who have the option on Deadfall have to decide whether or not to take it before I can start selling Deadlock.
Got you. Makes sense. Okay, so now you're done with
it. I'm in L.A. right now, and I just spoke with the people who are working on Deadfall, and it looks like it's going to be a go. So with any luck, it'll be a movie relatively soon, and it'll be successful enough for them to pick up Deadlock, because that's the order of the books, Deadfall and then Deadlock.
Yeah, good for you. The main character, I'm thinking George Clooney.
Oh, I would love George Clooney for that. You know, what's funny, though, is this is what's going on in Hollywood. They're leaning away from the older guys. And in my book, Hutch is 35, 36, right around that age. And I said, you know, we can go a little higher if you want to get some of these, you know, slightly older guys. And they're like, no, let's go lower. Let's go with Taylor Lautner. And I'm like, do you know how old that kid is? He's like 17. But everybody's angling toward the young guys now.
Wow, that's an interesting insight. Wow, crazy. Well, you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend with your family, and I'm sure you're probably headed back to Colorado. We appreciate it, as always, when you join us here on America Tonight. And good luck with Frenzy.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy talking to you, Kate.
Yeah, same back at you, too. So, how fun. I mean, honestly, the series is so cool. And Robert does write adult series, not series, but as he explained, the two books were a follow-up. But he does write thrillers. I think they're thrillers for adults. But this series, Dreamhouse Kings, has been just terrific. Hang with us. Gary Coleman's ill. We'll tell you about it.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field-tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Yeah, that's the theme song from Different Strokes. People, a lot of people were big fans of that show. Gary Coleman, one of the stars in it. He's in critical condition in a Utah hospital. I saw this somewhere today. I was running around and I saw the, probably one of the crawls, you know, that come across the bottom of the television screen. And I was thought, wow, I wonder what that's about. I was one time on an elevator at a broadcasting giant seminar thing, and he was on the elevator with me. And he was kind of a friendly, chatty guy as we were going up, because we were going up a few floors and was there for an appearance or something. But anyway, the people from the Utah Valley Regional Medical Center have confirmed it. It's not some wicked rumor. He was admitted the other day. They're not really telling much of anything as to why he's there. He was hospitalized a couple of months ago. He had a seizure when he was being interviewed on a TV show in LA. And, you know, as to what it's related to, they believe it could be a seizure type thing. But, you know, critical condition, when they say that, you think, wow, you know, how it means a lot of things, obviously, but he's in the ICU. So it's got to be pretty serious for Gary Coleman. Here's a little clip from that show that might jog your memory if the theme song didn't.
What you talking about, Willis?
Remember how you used to say that all the time? What are you talking about, Willis? And boy, those the people that were on that show certainly were child actors who went through a lot. You know, I guess it was Sunday we had Melissa Anderson on, who was the, one of the stars of Little House on the Prairie, and she's got two kids of her own, and I asked her, she was 9, 10 years old when she was on that show, when she started on that show, and I asked her about the, you know, would she allow her kids to be in the movie business and the TV business, and she said, oh, no, how she thought it wasn't right, how tough it was, and that was a show where there were a lot of things that happened to the stars on that show. So sad news about Gary Coleman. Coming up in our next segment, we have We Can Count. But before we get to that, a couple of huge things. North Korea is now warning about an all-out war. They're not backing off of this. North Korea reacting to the a South Korean anti-submarine exercise on Thursday. They're saying, hey, you want to confront us? We're going to confront you. It's all-out war, baby. That's what was coming out of North Korea anyway. Remember, it's state-run media there. So now the challenge and the gauntlet has been thrown down. How serious is it? How serious is this? So the news agency that was pumping out, we're ready for the confrontation, referred to the South Korean group or leaders as traitors and said that they would experience, this is a quote, unheard of disastrous consequences if they misunderstand North Korea's will. So the tensions could not be higher on the Korean Peninsula. And this all now has come about since Seoul blamed Pyongyang for the sinking in March of that Korean, the South Korean warship. And a South Korean report has certainly, and this has now been a couple of weeks, has accused the North of being the ones that sank the ship and killed 46 sailors. So certainly South Korea cannot dig their heels, and how could they turn their back on that? The evidence was clear. The evidence is there. They could not turn their back on it. They were not going to do that. But will North Korea actually follow through and take the first shots or do something? You've got Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who was visiting Seoul on Wednesday. She said it was an unacceptable provocation by North Korea. The international community is responding. At least some are. China, that's iffy. Flip a coin. One day it seems like they're going to back up this whole thing, and the next day it seems like they're just going to hide in the bushes. And that's a big one, because what does China decide to do? Do they saddle up with North Korea, or do they, and I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll back North Korea necessarily, but they might just back out of the whole thing altogether. So now you've got this situation. If you remember, well, of course you know this, there's a truce happening basically in the 38th parallel. So does the truce go away, and is there some kind of a physical strike from North Korea once again to South Korea? And then at that point, it's on, game on, and America is right in the middle of it. If North Korea really truly is going to go ahead and push an all-out war, if that's what's going to happen, then, my friends, more of our soldiers will be going to that Korean Peninsula, trust me. Now, see, this is, like I said, the dicey part. China, I think, wants to kind of lay in the weeds a little bit, but because they don't want North Korea to collapse, though. So they were supplying North Korea with food and fuel for, you know, how many decades? Forever. And China and Japan, they don't want a reunification of Korea either, because financially it's not in their best interests. They don't want that. So China is the key pawn, really the key king in this part of the world as to what's going to happen here. So, you know, now here's America, and we're the top cop, and we are in the middle of this. 28,000-plus soldiers are on the 38th parallel. So for the U.S., it's not an option. The U.S. is right in the thick of this unless the soldiers leave, which, of course, they're not going to leave. I think this is dangerous stuff, I mean, to say the least. North Korea, a rogue nation. It's not, is it gonna implode, explode, or try to go after South Korea and hit them hard and heavy? Remember, there are a lot of boots on the ground for North Korea. So what is it, you know, what does it all mean, ultimately? I say get our troops out of there. If here's the thing, you're either committed or you're not committed. So if we are committed, like I said, with the 28,000 plus, there are people that are saying, get the troops out of there then. Get the troops out. Send money, send other things. But, you know, what's going to happen here is we're going to have more soldiers, more lives on the line in yet another battle. But we've been there the whole time. I mean, we've been there the whole time. So the suggestion suggests to just snap off and leave, that's not going to happen. I'll tell you what, I'd say let them fire the shots and rip apart the government. Show Kim Jong-il how easy it is to dismantle him and then reunify Korea and see how much the Chinese and the Japanese like it. But I think this is inevitable unless North Korea slurks away and just takes the pounding they're taking, or they'll start to feel economically. But I don't think so. I think they're going to fight. I think that was just, there's more warnings. But Kim Jong-il, who's at the end of his life, and it looked like he was going to die, what, a year ago, I think he doesn't have any hesitation left in him. It might not be so much about empty threats and, you know, saber rattling. It might be, okay, screw it, I'm ready to go and do this thing because I've got my soldiers, I got my guys, I'm going to do it, I'm going to go for it, we're going to go for it, we're going to try to do whatever we can, and we're going to surprise you. And what they can surprise with, I don't know. I don't know what he means when he says that, but I do believe we're going to see something happen here, and it's not looking too good. All right, this is kind of a follow-up to the top part when I was talking about the oil spill and the blame game. How much do you blame the president and the administration? Well, an interesting thing happened. I mentioned this. The head of the Interior Department's Mineral Management Service, woman by the name of Elizabeth Birnbaum, is out of the job. And what was weird about this is at first it was so she was fired because she's the overseer. She's the one that grants leases to oil companies and monitors, got that word there, monitors offshore drilling, and she's come under fire for lax oversight since this well exploded in the Gulf of Mexico back on April 20th. Initially, it was that she was fired. Then mysteriously, it was changed to she resigned. And what happened was, I guess the Interior Secretary, Ken, I'm rafting right now, Salazar, announced that Birnbaum's departure, he announced it at a congressional hearing. She was supposed to be there, but he went in her place, and he told the senators that she resigned on her own terms and her own volition. But that's not initially what was spit out. And so then the interesting thing was, and you heard Obama at the top, he was also asked at his news conference whether Birnbaum resigned or was forced out, and he said he didn't know the circumstances surrounding her departure and just said that Salazar is the guy who's answering questions. And this is such a throwaway line, too, but anybody could use this. He said, regardless of the circumstances, the president said he wants people operating at the highest level in key federal posts like the MMS director. So, of course, she what was happening there? She's probably going on golf vacations from some of the companies. They were probably sending her wonderful gift baskets, stuff with free hotel rooms and I don't know what, but that was a weird turnabout. First the announcement because, oh, she's fired. Then, oh, no, she resigned. So here we go again. This is two so far, like I said, and counting all over the oil spill, which now, ladies and gentlemen, in case you just tuned in, is the biggest oil spill of all time in the United States of America. You want to throw in your two cents? As always, you're welcome. 800-259-5791. Plus, we can count.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar.
A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I-shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I must still dream a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams.
Wow, dreams seem to be the theme here on this version of America Tonight, especially after talking with Robert Liparillo. He's such a great guy, and that series where you're going back in time is taken off. Like he said, there's just one book he has that hasn't been optioned as a movie, and he's such an incredibly down-to-earth guy who just has that great gift of being able to turn the phrase and come up with the ideas that are captivating people, and I think will captivate some audiences on the big screen as well. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to go to We Can Count. But before we cue that up, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Simply fantastic.
I like that. Fantastic is a good word.
Thank you. By the way, all the so-called experts here are picking, I hate to dampen your parade, they're predicting the Blackhawks.
Yeah, everybody's picking the Blackhawks, which I love, because I want the Flyers to be the underdog. I love an underdog more than anything in life when it comes to sports, especially.
So that means you were cheering for the Canadiens, maybe just a little?
I'm all about underdogs in everything, in tennis, in golf, in any sport. I'm about underdogs all the way across the board. Even since I was a kid, I was about underdogs.
Okay.
So the Flyers, the first time around, were tremendous underdogs. People weren't even going to watch the Flyers because they were an expansion team. Nobody in Philadelphia even cared about them.
And
in
I remember
the
60s. And I remember that famous Rufus and where they had to play some of their home games in Quebec City.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm giving away my age. Okay, I happen to think the way that Obama's handling this oil spill,
uh-huh,
Pardon my language. He doesn't know his ass from his elbow.
Well, here's what the problem is. The problem is the initial response, because
right.
they weren't all over it. And the bottom line is when you're the president, fair or not,
right.
whoever you have in place, the buck stops with you.
Right.
So if if Kate is the Interior Secretary and Sam is
yeah.
underneath me and he's in charge of minerals management and
yeah.
you're looking at the offshore oil rigs, well, if you screw up your job, you can be fired or you can resign or feel pressure, but it doesn't matter. The guy who pays is our boss.
This is quite true.
Right?
Right. And, oh, yeah, I don't know if I asked you, but I asked Julie. Okay, they don't get any of their seafood from that neck of the woods. They usually go either to Atlantic Canada or to some of the New England states to get,
That's a good thing, then.
Yeah, for sure. Now, for any of you American listeners who are thinking about coming up here to Montreal or the province of Quebec in general, don't think about getting sick, because the Ministry of Health just came out with its latest how long you have to wait in emergency rooms. And there's one hospital, I'm not going to mention it because I don't want to get in trouble, just in case people who are working there are listening. But the longest wait in one hospital is 34 hours.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. Even the hospital I sometimes go to, and this is considered good, 11 hours. So, I mean, if you're coming up here, and, we'd like you to come up here, Julie. I've got
something happens, you're referring to getting married, but
yeah.
something happens to
yeah.
you, whether it's an appendix problem or broken arm or whatever, you most likely are waiting long.
You know.
Oh, that's awful.
And sometimes the government's using the excuse there aren't enough, general practitioners or family doctors, so people are going to the hospital. So, and, they're making up, shortage of staff, shortage of beds. So, in my case, if I get sick, I'd just rather die than wait in a hospital. I mean, heaven forbid it should happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like I said, your listeners.
That's too long. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's just way too long. There's no way. You have internal bleeding
right.
or something else and you don't know. Sometimes somebody doesn't know. They come in and they've got some bizarre headache.
Right.
And it's something to do with their frontal lobe. Next thing you know, they'll keel over and die.
Right. Or a lady's coming in with a difficult pregnancy.
Right. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. And guess which province got approximately 7.5 inches of snow today?
Which
Alberta.
One? Oh, you're kidding.
I kid you not. They got,
that's brutal.
Oh, now they're waiting for, now there's rain warning and hail, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But there's a joke in Calgary. You don't like the weather? Wait 5 minutes.
And it'll change. Hey, Sam, you have a great weekend. Good call. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right, so good stuff from Sam telling us about the emergency room waits. See, this is the problem. This is what we're talking about when a few people try to compare Canada's healthcare system to what we should have in the United States. That's ass backwards. We don't want that, trust me. All right, let's move on. Maestro, please, can we have the music for We Can Count? Good day for New Yorker Lori Berenson. And why? Because she walked out of a Peruvian prison. She was smiling. She's freed after 15 years. There were mobs of reporters waiting to talk to her. And some people that were screaming, go away, terrorists. She's now 40 years old, and she was let out of the prison in Lima, Peru. What happened was she was arrested back in 1995, and she was part of a group that they say was a group of terrorists. She insisted they were revolutionaries. Regardless, that's what she was charged with. And prosecutors say she was helping plot a takeover of Peru's Congress. So the alleged plot was stopped in gun battle at a rebel hideout that led to Berenson being convicted of having rented that house and being part of the plot and the whole thing. They found a forged ID card with her photo. So she was convicted of treason by a military court in 96, sentenced to life in prison. But after an intense campaign by her college professor, parents, and pressure from the U.S. government, she was retired in she would have retired in prison. She was retried in a civilian court. So in 2001, she was convicted of the lesser crime of terrorist, this is what they called it, terrorist collaboration, and sentenced her to 20 years. She got parole on Tuesday. And that's huge. So 15 years, can you imagine? And at the time, too, when she was busted up, she had a young son. So now that young son is certainly older. Oof, that's like my nightmare in a foreign prison. Oof. And she swears that she was not a terrorist, but too bad, so sad you're in a foreign country. Here's another We Can Count. It's not America Tonight if there's not at least one earthquake during the week, right? This time it's in New Zealand. They're saying it's 7.2 earthquake. It rattled an island, Wellington, New Zealand, and briefly triggered a tsunami watch for that area. The quake happened at 4:14 in the morning. It was centered about 300 miles northwest of the capital, Port Vila, at a depth of 22 miles. I love to find all that stuff out. And that's numbers, too. That's part of We Can Count. Three more sharp quakes followed in the same area, including a magnitude 6.4 that lasted for more than 3 hours and then was 3 hours later. So that's basically in that three-hour period, they came in. People left the town. They ran out of their houses. And then there was that tsunami warning center saying that, look out, Solomon Islands, and be careful. But so far, so good. Quake a little bit bigger than usual. 7.2. And you think of the chain of islands there. Chain of islands of like 83 islands are in that whole area northeast of Sydney. And it's part of that Pacific Ring of Fire, they call it. So they're known to have that as a possibility. It's known for earthquakes, and it's part of it's that arc of earthquake and volcanic zones that stretch from Chile in South America through Alaska all the way down and around to Tonga in the South Pacific. Oof, brutal. Do you have any thoughts about anything on the show, or you just have a good barbecue recipe you want to pass on? I'm looking. Just got a grill a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like novice grill chick. I'm just trying to figure out sauces and stuff. If you got any good suggestions, send them my way, americatonight.net.